Welcome to Wise Words with Dan, filled with inspiration, guidance, stories, and helping raise awareness so that you listeners can take away something from this podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for listening to Wise Words with Dan.
It's been a while since I've had you back on. I mean, not too long ago, but it's been a little bit of time. What have you been up to? Tell us the audience.
I've been away. I've been far, far away into the warmth, into sunshine, into crystal blue water, into salty water, into mocktails, into fresh seafood. I've just been living a life.
Beautiful, beautiful. Where did you travel to?
Far north Queensland. I'm loving it up there.
That's the second time you've been up there, isn't it?
Yes, in the space of like a month. So don't judge me, people, but it's just too cold here in Sydney. It's ridiculous. This is one of the coldest winters I've ever experienced in my life. It's been horrific, so bring on summer.
And the weather was constantly warm up there, was it?
Oh, yeah. Tops of 28 every day. Beautiful.
Nice. Sounds like good weather. We should all move up there.
Well, you're going up to Queensland.
Yeah, for my mate's Bucks party next month. So hopefully the weather's good up there. I'm going up to the Gold Coast. So, yeah.
You going on any water rides up there? What a mile.
I want to go to a few theme parks. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing SeaWorld, potentially even Movie World as well.
Yep.
Well, I've been to Wet n Wild last time I was up there, so I've already seen it. But yeah, I haven't been to SeaWorld, so I think that'll be pretty fun.
Yep.
Might get to swim with the dolphins even.
Get a selfie with the dolphins.
Exactly. So thank you for coming back on my podcast today. Today's topic, I wanted to talk about a few things with you in regards to, because what I've been doing lately, like I've started my own personal journey and I've started my weight loss journey, which has only just begun. I've only just lost a few kilos.
Guys, I was actually so surprised what you ordered for lunch. I'm like, normally you go for a burger, but you just did a 360 today.
Yeah. I ordered the chicken and the sweet potato chips as well as scrambled eggs, and that's all I had on my plate.
I think that's all you've had today.
That's all I've eaten today. And like,
jeez.
I mean, so what I've been doing is I've just been cutting out the portions of food that I usually eat into small quantities. So instead of eating a large portion, like say for dinner, instead of having like a two plates of whatever, like I'll just stick
to. You'd have two plates?
Well, in the past I would, like, but like now I've just stuck to like one small dish of whatever I have.
Right.
So lately I've been actually buying like the veggies from Woolworths,
and been
having that, as well as the schnitzel and the steak. So I mix it up every time, and so I've been taking out the bread a lot, and just I think I've been eating too much bread, which was the biggest thing for me, and yeah, so and now the results are starting to show in changing my food intake. Yeah,
right. And you're filming all this, aren't you?
Yeah, documenting it a little bit here and there, and I probably wouldn't. I'm doing snippets of videos here and there, and I might not release that until the end of this year. So, yeah, look out for that, people. It'll be interesting to see my journey.
Wow.
I like to document my journey. I think it's pretty cool in documenting your journey.
It holds you accountable.
Huh?
It holds you accountable.
And it holds me accountable as well. So, guys, if you're looking to start your weight loss journey, I highly recommend documenting it, whether it's filming it or just writing down notes or keeping a diary, even in your day-to-day intake of food, which is what you did, Renee, when you started your diet as well.
Exactly.
How did you do it?
Oh, I just filmed and documented, and also posting photos at the gym. I know it's cringy and cliche, but actually hold you accountable.
Oh, like posting. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You did a lot of.
And like, I do it to a way to inspire other people to move and motivate other people. Because when I'm at home, and I see other people posting their sweaty chefs or post sweaty photo, I'm like, oh, like, I should be out there too.
And you do like a fitness group at your gym, don't you? Like you do a class with other people, and I think when you start off going to the gym, I think it's always important to have someone with you, or to do a class. Like if you go on your own, and you see like other people around you, like that you don't know, you'll feel, I don't know, like you'll feel motivated at the beginning, but you feel less motivated,
yeah,
because no one's there to like keep
push you on, yeah,
to push you. And I feel like it's important, you need someone to push you when going to the gym, you know, and like you just having a gym buddy just to tell you, okay, let's go to the gym on this day or that day, and just to keep you accountable so you don't become lazy, because it's very easy to become lazy, extremely easy to do. And I've fallen into lazy habits more than I can count. And yeah, so I think it's important to change that habit in doing those steps. And yeah, man. How are you going in terms of your health and mental health as well? Like, where are you at in life?
I'm okay. Like, I could be doing better. Like, I was at such a high, like, away, but now I've come back. I'm just like, oh.
Feeling overwhelmed?
Feeling overwhelmed at the minute.
Yeah.
But I know everyone has their own season. Everyone has their period where they're absolutely thriving, or when you're feeling a bit shut off. And that's all right.
You know what? I'm finding people are having a lot of mood swings lately. I think just people around me in general.
Really?
I just go into different moods, and I'm like, I don't know. Is it that time of year where people are just, I don't know, moody? I don't know.
They're just stuck. They're just waiting for that next season, I think, and people haven't gone away. People are just hustling through life, I guess. So that's probably normal.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of people at this time of the year want to travel, and probably some people can't travel, and you know, they see other people on their social media platforms traveling, and they wish it was them. You know, it's very easy to get lost in that, in like when you look at other people. And you know, as I always say, Instagram can be very misleading. Like you see someone on their Instagram story, like in, let's say you see someone at the Maldives.
Oh, yeah.
Having the time of their life, and then you think, oh, shit, I wish that was me, you know. And then you think, oh, this person must be having the best life. Why can't I have that life? But in reality, that person could be doing it tough, but just needed to get away to have a break. You know, so you don't know people's life, you know. Their people show their best version of themselves online, but you don't see the other half. So no. I think that's, keep that in mind as well, don't you think?
Absolutely.
And yeah, yeah. But yeah, no, I definitely do. Speaking of traveling, I do want to travel as well. I think next year I'm planning on traveling to Europe for a couple of months. So I've never been to Europe.
What? This is new.
No, never, ever been to Europe in my life. And
so you're planning to do that?
So I'm planning to do that next year, and to seeing London, maybe even going to Barcelona and Italy. I've traveled everywhere. Like I've been to Thailand, I've been to America, I've been to Hong Kong, been to Lebanon, but I've never ever traveled to Europe. So that's on my bucket list, and I want to do it while I'm still young and single, and I mean, like, not settled down, you know. So that's what they do. The people say it's best to do it while you're young as well. Because you went to Europe quite a couple of years ago, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah. 2016.
Where'd you go to?
London, Paris, Switzerland, Greek islands. Oh, it's amazing.
What's the best recommended place? If you were to go anywhere in Europe, like, what would you highly recommend?
Santorini was up there.
What was good about that place?
Oh, it's just the sunsets were incredible.
Anywhere else?
Italy.
Where'd you go in Italy?
Rome, Venice, yeah. Florence. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. So I'll definitely do Italy. Hand on heart again.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll keep that in mind. Take notes, and I'll definitely check out those places for sure. Yeah. A lot of people are saying as well, Greece is very nice.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll keep that in mind. Oh, you know, I want to visit Switzerland just for the iconic scenery there with the mountaintops, and oh, I'd love to see it. Yeah. Anyways, yes, now it's starting to make me want to go. but yeah, Ren. So yeah, like I want to touch on mental health a bit because, as I said, everyone's feeling a bit edgy at this time of year.
Am I feeling a bit mood? Like, am I sounding a bit moody and edgy?
No, I mean, everyone has their moments. I'm sure you have your moments at times, Ernie.
Yeah.
I think that holiday has helped you as well up in Cairns. You know, you've really enjoyed yourself up there. That's given you a sense of balance because I think you were overwhelmed when it came to work, and then I think you needed that time away to just recharge and reset yourself as well.
Absolutely.
So for people that, you know, are going through the day-to-day life of working and stuff and just feeling a little bit overwhelmed, what's the best advice you could give to them?
Well, I'm giving this advice for myself to restart. Like,
how do you center yourself?
Clean up your space first. If you're in a messy environment, it can really clutter your brain. Mm. So clean up your space first. Get yourself a diary. Plan out your week. And in that week, also get clear on ticking off little things that make you happy, like sunshine, reading a chapter, putting on a face mask, going for a long walk, catching up with one friend that week. Limit your social media, which I need to do.
Social media is so addicting, man. I tell you what.
Would you like to tell everyone? You're like, Renee, you'll be so good on TikTok. Why don't you have it? It's weird that you don't have it.
Because I've been addicted to TikTok lately, and I've been like uploading all these short little clips. And
clips has gone viral.
Yeah, one of my clips, I was doing a sports betting thing, and that went over 12,000 views, which I was shocked by. But yeah, no, but like TikTok can be so addicting, I should say.
Yeah.
Even before when you go to bed, like. I'll get to bed at 10 o'clock and I'll scroll through TikTok and then I'll look at the clock and then it's midnight.
Has that happened?
That's literally happened to me where I've been looking at TikTok videos for like at least 2 hours and I'm like, oh shit, I really need to sleep.
Jesus.
But I think TikTok has become so addicting and I think it's having an effect on a lot of people and...
It can really do damage to your mental health. That's why I don't have it. Because I've already
had it for a little bit.
Yeah, and with Instagram as well, I can spend too much time on that app. So if I had it, it would have been very bad, very addictive.
You know what the best strategy is to do? Someone told me the other day.
Really?
You can on your phone. You can do a screen timer.
Yeah, I've already done that.
Oh, you've done that.
Doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Because you just end up turning it off, don't you?
Yeah.
But I recommend that to a lot of people as well. I don't use it myself, but I think I
should.
So
addictive.
Set a screen timer and then when it tells you, okay, time's up, just, you know, follow it. But a lot of people don't. But yeah, that's what I think, yeah. Man... We live in the age of social media. Can you imagine back in the 1980s? No one had phones. No one had.
I wonder what my personality and how it'd be.
It's without like phones and everything.
Yeah.
I always wonder that. I'm like, do you reckon we'll be so bored in life? Or no, we wouldn't. Would be no, because we would still be happy, like, because we wouldn't know
any like, better.
We'll take advantage of what we think is fun, like outdoors.
But you know what the crazy thing is? Yeah. That's like 20 years of development. What's life going to look like in another 20 years?
You know, I sometimes wonder, I'm like, where, if the technology we have now, it's like so advanced, imagine what 20 years is going to be. Like, I reckon we'll be looking at, like, we'll get our phones out and then we click a button and it becomes a hologram of something that we're looking at.
This is blowing my mind.
Like, that's where I feel like technology is leading us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, yeah. I think we're going to be living, I think as the years go on, I think, you know, we're going to be all having electronic cars, Teslas and all that stuff with Elon Musk. Feel like we're all going, the world is going to go electrical. And because I feel like, you know, climate change has been talked about a lot. And
so do you believe in climate change?
Huh? Yeah, I do. You don't believe in it?
No.
Really? How come?
Okay, so in the 70s and the 60s, like, the Earth had a pattern. So 1 year was fire, 1 year it was floods, the next was fire, the next was downpour of rain. Like, it's a massive cycle.
Yeah.
You have floods, then you have fires, then you have rain, then you have drought. It's like a cycle. Yes, I don't push it back that pollution is an issue. I understand it's a massive issue in our lifetime. But I know Australia, we're trying to cut it down, which is good, reduce as much plastic and papers as we can, which is fantastic. Especially the company I'm working for now strives to be plastic free by 2030. Don't quote me on that, but that's the timeline.
Really, Jetstar. Yeah, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, well, the Qantas, like, group all together.
Okay, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, that it's really, really good. And also, I feel like the main polluters are China, Russia, India. They're, like, the three massive continents in this world. And I feel like they contribute to so much pollution. If you type in Google the top cities for most pollution into the atmosphere, like on this earth, it'll come up with all those countries, and we're like sitting sixth or seventh on the list. So if I feel like we need to step up and take action, other people need to be involved to get the everything starting and moving and seeing a change in this world. It can't be just us, where we make up, what, 20%, 30% of what China, Russia, India do. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it definitely does, yeah.
So they need to be on board and start making changes.
The relationship between Australia and China has gone a bit south, hasn't it, lately?
Well, I don't want to get into it because someone in China could be listening to this and next thing you know, you and I go missing.
Well, that's true. I say, yeah, no, we love you, China. Don't kidnap us for anything like that. Oh, man. But, yeah, so in a sense, that's where I think we're going to head. I think Elon Musk, he's taken over the world. He's already taken over Twitter. Well, he's had Twitter, then he didn't want to use it anymore. So, like, I feel like he's going to lead the way in terms of making the world more electronical. I mean, you see South Australia, they're already going solar, aren't they? So I feel like that's going to just...
It's going to be the way to go.
It's going to be the way it is. Yeah, exactly right. And yeah, well, and I think we're all going to live on Mars in 50 years' time as well. No, I don't know.
No, actually, I believe that.
Yeah, well, they found out that you can live on Mars. They just need to set up a base camp and everything like that for people to travel there. Yeah, it's funny. I was listening to Elon Musk on a podcast actually, and they were asking him, and like these people were asking Elon Musk if the world were to end, what would it be? What would cause the world to end? What would cause extinction? And he said simply war. He feels like, you know, if there's a World War III and a World War IV, that's going to play a major factor in terms of, you know, extinction.
So he said war.
Yeah. That's his opinion. He doesn't think it'll be from natural disasters. He thinks it'll be from, like, war. Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah, that's what he said. And apparently the sun is already halfway through its life. So in another 400 million years or something, the sun will explode and, you know, everyone will be extinct. But if we lived on Mars, because Mars is far away from the sun, we'll be safe.
Is that what he said?
Something along the lines of that. I'm not quoting him word for word, but that's what I've picked up. So I think that's another reason why we want to move to Mars. I don't know. that's what I'm getting.
Is that why he's trying to get to Mars?
Huh?
Is he trying to get to Mars?
Well, yeah, he's started to build these rocket ships that can travel to Mars, which he's already done. He's just in the process of trial and error sort of thing. Yeah. Anyways, but yeah, so I feel like that's the way we're heading, Kim. And yeah, so Ren, so we can you believe we're already in August?
The sun is already halfway through its life? God, it sounded like it's doom and gloom to me all.
you didn't know that, did you? The sun was halfway through its life.
I can't believe that.
Well, there you go. You learn something new every day, man. But mate, we'll be long gone by the time that happens, you know. Unless we come back reincarnated.
For God's sake.
But yeah, so Warren, can you believe there's only 4 more months till December, Christmas?
That's crazy.
That's madness. Where has this year gone?
Well, we've had no lockdowns.
Actually, yeah, because I think because there's no lockdowns, the year's just gone a lot quicker.
Absolutely.
What are you hoping for by the end of this year, man? 4 months to go till the year's been over.
I hope for the sun not to end.
April for the sun. Yeah, actually, there's massive changes going on in your life as well, Rennie.
I know, but I'm keeping all that top secret.
Top secret. Yeah, no, like you're making changes for the better for yourself. I can see it, and it's really showing, and you're really happy, you know.
Trying to step up the plate here and see what else there is, a different element to life. So see how it all pans out and how it all goes.
Well, that's it. Now, Ren, I want to talk about, you have 2 dogs yourself, and I've got dogs myself.
Yes.
So this morning, I woke up, and I was like, okay, I need to take a massive dump.
Oh my God, I can't believe you're actually saying it.
So I walk to the bathroom, and I find on the floor, in front of my toilet, in my bathroom, a massive shit on the floor.
What?
And I'm like, since when do my dogs shit in my bathroom? Since when? That's my dog has never ever.
Well, you might need to get like take it for a walk then.
Well, yeah, my dog named Jimmy. He's a little bit overweight, so.
A little bit.
Actually, you know, no. My dad tried talking for a walk today to the park. He only got to the end of the street and he collapsed. He didn't even make it to the park.
Daniel, that's bad.
I need to really, No, it's because he get my parents, they feed him too much treats, and I'm telling them to cut it down. Don't feed him treats.
No offense, but it just feels like the dog's about to.
Does anyone else
explode?
Have that Do you have that issue with your dog? Do you feed it to? Does your parents
no
feed it too much treats or no?
No.
But dogs that guilt pleasure you into treats, like.
Well, you got it's their health.
I know. Like when I'm having dinner and stuff, they give me that, you know, innocent look, and I feel like, oh, maybe I should give him a piece of chicken or meat or. Oh man, but nah. But I've been telling my parents, okay, you know, Jimmy, he's starting to be overweight. Let's cut down the food. You know, let's put him on a diet like I'm on a diet. And yeah, it was so funny. Like a few months ago, you took your dog to one of the cafes, and I was having like a puppuccino.
Yeah,
I've never seen a dog have a puppuccino. It was the funniest thing I've
ever. You loved it.
You know what? That's a new business idea. Why don't like people come up with puppuccino cafes?
I don't think it really take off.
Like just only for dogs. Oh, I think it will. You know how many people have dogs? Like nearly every person have a dog nowadays. Like for. Or even cats, like nearly everyone has pets. So, you know,
this is when I wish in 2020, when all that shit was going down, I should have used my brain to come up with a little business and gone for it. But instead, I was freaking out.
Well, Ren, that's an idea for you and me. Let's start a puppuccino cafe business.
Anyone, just leave comments and suggestions what we should do with our next business venture. Muchly appreciated.
Maybe we could make a fortune. I just thought about that while, you know, talking about dogs. There you go. New business adventure idea, you guys. Please don't take it away from us. I bet you someone's going to steal it now from what we've spoken about. Someone's like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, we just need a trademark it.
Trademark it. Well, yeah, that's it. But yeah, good business planning for sure. You know what dog I want? Like one day when my dog's passed away, I want my next dog to be like a what's it called? What are those really smart, intelligent dogs called?
Kelpies.
No, those big dogs.
Border Collie.
No.
Golden Retriever.
Golden Retriever, yes. So I want my next dog to be a Golden Retriever. They're just cute dogs as well. But they're so, so clever and, like, easy to train. And I've had, like, small dogs for most of my life. So I kind of want a big dog. We don't have the space for it in my unit in my duplex place, but like I want to like once I have my own place, I want to have like a big back and just get a golden retriever and just
you'll need to walk it every yeah. day,
and it's beneficial for me because the more I walk, you know, the more I can move weight. And yeah,
what's your dream dog?
Think a Kelpie.
Kelpie.
Yeah.
Why Kelpie?
I don't know. I follow this chick called Elodie.
Yeah.
And she has a Kelpie. I think it's cross something too. And when I saw a dog, I just fell in love. So very smart dogs, very switched on. Love it.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah, I love Kelpies are cute. I've got to admit, they are very cute dogs.
So good.
So, Ren, I was going to say, what's one goal you have to end the year? Before this year's over, what do you want to achieve?
What?
Hey.
That's a put me on the spot question.
Well, mate, that's what we're all about.
You're rocking the boat here, buddy.
Now, I feel like you've already, I don't know what there is left for you to achieve, really.
Oh, yeah, there's some. I think I just want to keep them to myself.
You feel like it's karma spreading it out?
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah. There's one in work. I can tell you what they're in. One in my personal life.
Yeah.
Another one in my personal life.
Yeah.
Community and spirituality / creativity.
Yeah. See, I want to touch on the point of spirituality with you because I know we've touched on it every now and again in our episodes, but you do believe in good energy, bringing good energy into the universe in order for good things to happen to you. So you do believe in doing good for others and in all to you. Is that correct?
What goes around, goes around, goes round, goes back around. Yeah. And I've seen that in my head. Because that always happens, baby.
What's that sense of belief that's made you have that mindset in good energy coming into your life and going,
the universe has ears. Once you say something or once you put something out there, that vibration's just going to come back. I need to do more meditation, more sound healing bowls. I want to go to one of those sound healing events as well, like oracle card session, like candles, like incense. Like I want to get more into that because when I dabble into that, I feel more me.
Yeah. In what sense do you feel you?
A lot more calmer, a lot more at peace with life, a lot more understanding of my surroundings and everything around me, and you just feel at peace with everything. Your aura.
Do you feel like you have a good sense of judgment when looking at people?
Yeah.
When you see someone walking across the street, could you pick up if they've had a bad day or a good day?
100%. Can you?
Yeah. It's weird.
Actually, you read people very well.
That's one thing I'm really good at. And, I'm not the type that brags about things. But, I just know that's something I'm good at. Sometimes I'd when I'm speaking to you on the phone, I'd ask you randomly, "Oh, what's wrong?" And then you'll be to me, "Oh, how do you know something's wrong?" And I'm like, "I can just tell." Like, you won't even sound sad; you'll sound normal. But I'd find a way to pick up something that's wrong with you.
Mm.
Maybe I just know you too well. But I think when it comes to other people as well, I'm very good at sensing people's energy levels as well.
And you got a promotion as well.
Well, yeah. That's correct. So, yeah, things are going good in my life, you know. I've gotten a promotion. So I feel like things are going my way now.
Do you have any goals at the end of the year?
I think it's just continuing my weight loss journey more so than anything else.
Girlfriend?
You know what? For a long, long time, my goal was just to get a girlfriend. But, now I really just want to work on myself. I want to lose the weight. I want
to
look
good. How did you get to this point?
What do you mean?
That point.
Of just, you know what? Because I haven't been focusing much attention on myself.
Why not?
I've centered my time and my energy, invested into
other people and how they're doing in their life and wanting to help other people, that I haven't really taken care of myself and I've neglected myself and I've been eating. And I think this past couple of years, especially last year, I wasn't depressed, but I was going through, I was just going through a negative phase where I just constantly saw negatives in life. I wasn't depressed. I was feeling down a lot of the time. And I think that's what started making me eating junk food a lot. And that's kind of probably deteriorated my mental health a little bit more and more and more until, you know, I looked at myself one day thinking, you know, enough's enough. I can't keep living the way I'm living, you know. And I think when I had that health scare, when I started getting a lot of migraines and I started feeling, what's the word? I started getting...
When you blacked out and went to hospital in the middle of work?
No, not that. No, but like...
Yeah,
no,
but that did happen.
I've had moments where I've blacked out and I'm just like, okay, my mental health is really deteriorating. And that's when I got to the point where I just had to look at myself and really turn my life around before I get to a state where I can't come back from in terms of my health, you know. Before I get a heart attack or get a stroke, I really need to take good care of myself. And that's when I started to turn things around. And, you know, I've got weddings coming up later on this year. I'm a best man for one of my good mates as well. I've got my cousin's wedding. So I kind of also want to look good for that as well. But it's also a lot more for me as well. I'm setting myself on that path.
Are you excited for this new chapter?
I am. And I think you're right, Ren. I think when I had that blackout moment as well, that's kind of
when you were in the MRI scan.
When I was doing an MRI scan, like my headaches were getting worse and worse to the point where I felt like, you know, I couldn't even think because I just had heaps of migraines, and like, okay, maybe this is to do with my weight and everything like that. So. Yeah, and I did black out a little bit from time to time as well. And so when I did the MRI scan, I think that kind of was a wake-up call. Like, thank God I'm healthy and fine and nothing's wrong with me. But that was a big wake-up call, and I think that was the universe telling me, you need to turn your life around. You need to look after yourself. You need to make time for you. And so, yeah. And that's where I started. And I think, you know, highly recommend for people to do the same thing, to really look at themselves and assess where they're at in life in order to be the best versions of themselves. Yeah. Anything you want to add to that, Rennie?
Jeez, that was a bit deep.
I know. I can be deep like that.
No, I think you hit the nail on the head. Like, yeah. I think you've covered everything. I think you're aware now of different things and what you want to achieve, and it's good, and I can't wait to see the end result.
Me too. Just got to stay disciplined and, yeah, see how I in the coming months.
I'm excited.
Me too, Annie. Me too.
Cocktail to mocktail.
Cocktail to mocktail. Where did you come up with that cocktail to mocktail?
Oh, I don't know. I was like, hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. And then I got in my...
Oh, by the way, when you're on holidays, did you get like a massage too? Did you go to one of those massage places and everything like that? Hello? Renee? Hello? Renee, hello. I think I've lost Renee. But anyways, guys, I think I'm going to wrap things up here. I think we've covered a lot of what we've wanted to talk about here today. Thank you guys for coming, thank you, Renee, I should say, for coming on the podcast. And thank you guys for listening to this episode. More wise words with Stan coming, I'm all over the place. More episodes coming up very soon, guys.
More episodes are coming.
Oh, shit. You scared me. I thought you were gone. I actually jumped. I was like, what the fuck? Okay, anyways. So, Renee, you're back. I lost my
channel. Oh, that's made my day.
That's made your day.
Far out. I am back, baby. I came back with a bang. A spiritual bang as well. That sounds so bad.
The spiritual bang. We've somehow made the topic of spirituality into sex. All right, Rennie, but yeah, I think we'll wrap things up now.
Cocktails and mocktails. I've just been stopping the alcohol. I've just been doing my research on what alcohol does for your health, for your mental health. So try and do no alcohol for the rest of the year.
Well, people have done. Some people.
Well, we're in 21st of August now, so.
Oh, well, yeah, July's a long gone. You've been cutting out alcohol. Have you been, not drinking much, have you?
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I had a bevy.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're going to not drink for the rest of the year?
That's correct.
Wow. Do you reckon you can do it?
Yep, bloody oath I can.
What happens if you go on a night out with the girls?
Get a mocktail.
So mocktails have no alcohol in it?
Yeah, but it looks like a cocktail.
Ah, smart. Does it taste nice? I've never had it.
Well, you know what? Why don't you give it a whirl? You'd be surprised. The one I had tonight. Like? Well, it tastes naughty, but it's better for you. Less calories. Alcohol has higher content of calories.
And what's in a mocktail? Like, what ingredients are in a mocktail?
Pretty much the same.
As what?
Except without the alcohol.
Okay.
Alcohol is just a component.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Smart. Okay. I'll look into that. All right. Ernie, I think we've said what we've needed to say here today. Do you have any last words on wise words with Stan?
Just stay in your own lane. Don't compare yourself to other people. I know it's really, really hard to do. Write out your to-do list. Come up with a plan. And just honor the season that you're in. If you're not thriving, that's all right. You're allowed to hibernate for a little while. But when it starts to get a bit warmer, take the initiative to be like, okay, I've had my time of rest. Now I can come out and keep hydrated, keep your hydration goals, get your food and water intake in, get your fitness in, get your journaling in, set up a morning routine, and you'll be on your way. I'm sure everyone will have their days, but again, that is normal, and that's life. That's it.
I'm in hibernation.
Right? I'll be in hibernation until the weather tips up to 27 degrees.
Hopefully that's sooner rather than later.
Amen.
Thank you guys for listening to Wise Words with Stan and Ren. Renee, thank you for coming back on the podcast. My listeners love having you on, by the way.
Really?
Oh, they love you. Yeah. You're a breath of fresh air to them.
Well, I hope so.
So hopefully I'll have you back on the podcast soon.
I hope so too. Well, thank you for having me, and everyone, enjoy. Summer's almost here. I can feel it. And just pretend you're on a tropical island right now. I don't know. It's been a long day. My brain's just frozen from the cold.
And let's all pick. Everyone have a dream tonight about being on an island in Honolulu.
Beautiful.
All right. Take care. Akuna Matata. Until next time, folks. Enjoy your week.
Bye.
Yeah.